Angelina Mango, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hi.
Shall we do your quick fire questions first? Okay. So it's just instinctive answer.
Okay.
Okay. Night in or night out?
Night in.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Lady Gaga or Beyonce?
I can't.
You have to.
Beyonce.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Mountain or beach?
Beach.
La noia or la stimolazioni?
La noia.
I tried to do, because la noia means boredom.
Yeah.
Did I say the right word? Stimulation. I was trying to do the opposite.
It's a little bit different. You can say activity. Yeah, activity.
But still, la noia.
Attività. Yeah, la noia. La noia is better.
We're going to find out all about you, about la noia. Welcome to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Angelina Mango, representing Italy. How good does it feel to be in Malmö?
It's beautiful. I'm very excited because I want to learn and to take my first steps in a quiet mood, because I want to be energetic and full of powerful on stage. I am trying to be relaxed, but it's too exciting for me.
It must be exciting. And I want to talk about that energy and excitement, and I want to take us back to Sanremo and when you won. And the people I talk to and whoever saw you talks about your energy and your charisma and your personality. What was that moment like that week? Because it's so intense. Yeah. That week.
Yeah, Sanremo week in Italy is a complete chaos. Everyone watched Sanremo in Italy, and so there was some kind of responsibility for me and a lot of pressure. But I had fun during that week because I have a great team, and we always laugh and smile against the pressure and anxieties. When I won, I didn't believe it. Yeah, I didn't have any expectation of the future in general, but not to win, surely. And when it happened, I realized some days after.
So it almost took a couple of days to sink in. And
yeah, absolutely. The day after the final, I checked on Twitter if it was true. Yeah.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
And you did. And then you realized that it doesn't stop there. Then you've got Eurovision representing your country.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm very proud. I'm very honored to represent my country, and I want to take it seriously because I think it's very important to be young, to be woman in this case, and to be free on stage and to represent a country with a message, with a positive message. So I want to have fun, but I also want to take it seriously. I don't know how to
I think explain. You've explained it perfectly. I think you have to come here with the energy, but also there is a degree of seriousness because it's a competition, but you just be you on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not very competitive. Maybe this is a possibility for me, a chance to learn from the other, to have inspiration from the other country and from the other traditions, to meet people also.
Who have you met already? Who have you bonded with?
Well, I met a lot of people during the pre-parties. I really feel near to Luna.
Oh, from Poland.
Yeah, because I think she's a beautiful person, and we don't know really too much. We just met two times, but I don't know. I fell in love with her.
You feel in life you do have these instant connections with people. You know, we all have an instinct about who we get along with, and it doesn't matter if it's only one time.
Yeah, you feel it on your skin.
Tell us about La Noia for people that just know the song. What is the message and the meaning behind it?
La Noia talks about me and talks about my past, my story. And the message of the song is that you can laugh and you can smile also after bad events and after all the bad things that happen in a life, because it's normal that something not really good could happen in a life, but we don't have to concentrate on negative stuff. We just have to see the positive things that we have, because we have a lot of positive things in our life. So I sing that I dance with a crown of thorn, and that's like a metaphor to say that. And I think the boredom that is La Noia is not something bad. I think it's something good, because it's time that we have to think about ourselves.
I don't think I do very well with boredom, and I need to. Do you know what I mean? I'm one of these people that has to be doing something.
Yeah, me too.
Because
absolutely.
When I'm not, I feel like I'm missing out.
I feel guilty.
Yeah, I feel guilty. Yes, that's exactly how I describe it.
But it's like a therapy. You have to take 10 minutes of boredom in your day. And I'm trying to do that, because I want to feel bored and to think about my exigencies and and what I really need without distractions.
So do you do like a 10-minute without your phone?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like no TikTok, no Instagram, no messages, just put it away.
Yeah, I take this time in the morning when I wake up. I always try to. I wake up always too early, but
me too.
But I do that for me, because I want to breathe and to think about my day and what I need, how I feel is important. I can't wake up and then do things.
Yeah, so just time to relax into the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
The music video I love. There's the shot in the music video where you're in the swimming pool and all your hair is everywhere. How long did you have to lie still for?
I don't remember. Maybe 1 hour.
Oh, it's only 1 hour.
1 hour and a half. But I remember definitely that after this take, I was freezing. And I start crying because I was too cold. But I said, okay, I can do that for this music video, because it's beautiful. So I will sacrifice myself.
Well, when we watch it now, we will know the pain you went through.
Yeah,
to make something look that good.
Yeah, it's like a paint.
Yeah, like hair painting art. You are from an extremely musical family. Did you learn to sing before you could learn to talk?
Yeah, absolutely. I I started singing when I was 2 years old, and my first song was "I Fell in Love with Me," and I was 5 years old when I wrote it.
Who's that? That was your own song. You wrote your own song at five.
Yeah.
Called "I Fell in Love with Me."
Yeah.
Can you do a little bit of it?
There is no chorus. It's just verse. I can say the message. The message is that I don't need any marriage or a man or to be self-confident and to be realized, to be myself and to be woman. So that was what my message when I was 5 years old. I was very strong.
I love it.
Yeah.
It makes you who you are now.
Yeah.
So you were always singing every day.
Yeah.
Waking up, singing songs. And who was the first singer that you loved and adored? You know, like the we all grow up with that artist, don't we, that we feel attached to.
When I was a child, I bought Shakira's album.
Yeah.
And I learned it from the beginning to the end. I think that when I was like 10 years old, I started to listen singers like Jessie J or Beyoncé or Aretha Franklin to learn from them. And they were my teachers because I didn't study officially nothing of music. So I started listen and learn.
There's a video of Aretha Franklin singing in front of President Obama in the US. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Singing? You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And she is playing piano and then she stands up and the fur coat comes off and you just think, that is a star.
Yeah. I think she was really the queen of the queens.
The queen of the queens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the war. Your throne on stage is so ornate. Like, so where did the throne idea come from?
We bring from Italy, and we made it for this situation because I think this stage is very big, and we had the possibility to be creative, to be more creative, and we used all the cards to do something personal. And I think this throne is exactly what the song means. The thorns and the flowers. There is the regality. Yeah.
No. Yeah, regality.
Regality.
Yeah, regal.
Regal.
You
but
feel regal.
There is also the nature and the humanity. I don't want to lose the humanity on stage. Because it's simple to forget, I think, the humanity when you leave something very big, when you're on a big stage. I want to be a 20-year-old girl that leave music on the stage, and I don't want to wear any mask. I want to be me. So.
Queen Mango on her throne. That's what you are.
Yeah.
The queen. You were in Sanremo with Mahmoud, who has done Eurovision twice.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him about it, about the experience, or did he give you any advice?
Well, I spoke with him a lot during Sanremo because I'm in love with him, totally.
a lot of people are.
Yeah, absolutely. A nice fact is that I really didn't believe that I could win. So it was not a possibility for me. So I didn't talk about Eurovision with anyone because I didn't think about it.
But you hung out with him for a week and I've met him. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Very nice. He's kind. I think every great artist and every professional people are always kind. It's like something that is of everyone is a big artist is always kind. Yeah, I think that.
And talking of big artists, because people listening to this will be fans of San Remo and Italian music. Elisa, you've worked with her before. Yeah. And for people that don't know who she is, she's one of Italy's superstars, isn't she?
I think Elisa is a genius. Like, she has like a light, an energy. When she's in a room, you feel it. Because she's very, she had a great sensibility. And I think it's important to have it when you sing and when you write songs and when you do music in general. So she's a great teacher.
She has an aura, like an aura.
Yeah, an aura. Her. Yeah, like, absolutely.
So a lot of the Eurovision artists this year have pets. There's loads of them. Like Ollie from the UK has two cats.
Oh.
Bessa from Albania has six dogs. Raven from Slovenia has a parrot. Do you have any pets to add to the Eurovision Zoo?
Oh, well, I have a cat.
Okay.
But I have to say that I had a cat because he doesn't like me. And so he leave my house to go to my mom's house. So...
Oh no!
Yeah, I have a broken heart and a cat. Yeah,
I'm sorry to mention the cat. I didn't know. What's the cat's name?
Cesare.
Cesare. Well, Cesare, there will be another cat in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
And your mum's looking after it, so it's fine. I'm so sorry about bringing up the cat. This experience, what are some of your early Eurovision memories? Who do you remember watching in the contest, either for Italy or for anybody?
I watched the Eurovision with my mom and my family when I was a child because we were very interested to every music program or music show. I fell in love some years ago. Really, maybe 2 or 3 years ago with Mauro.
Oh, Saudade for Portugal. Beautiful staging.
She's very, I think she's a big artist.
It's a little performance, but so big.
Yeah, exactly. You explained it perfectly. And we also always sustained our country, for sure. I love Marco last year.
Everyone loved Marco.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Marco last year. Who was the year before? Why can't I think? Oh, it was Mahmoud and Blanco.
Absolutely.
And Måneskin. I mean, the Italians, they know how to do it. You know how to do it, right? It's just superstar after superstar after superstar.
And then me.
No, I'm saying that you're a superstar as well, honestly. Angelina Mango, enjoy Eurovision. Enjoy being up on that stage. And I'm sure you're going to bring it because you always bring it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll enjoy everything and I'll live every minute of this experience. I don't want to lose anything.
But remember those 10 minutes of La Noia every day.
Yeah, absolutely. You too.
Even at Eurovision.
Yeah, I try.